With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Mary Carey. Thanks for tuning in. Let's talk about closed-loop cruises. Customs and Border Protection defines a closed-loop cruise as starting and ending at the same U.S. port and sailing in the Western Hemisphere. An example is a cruise that departs Miami, visits some Caribbean islands, and returns to Miami. It's a fact you don't necessarily need your passport for these cruises, and you can use an enhanced driver's license or another accepted government ID, but there are loopholes here, so in my opinion, I don't recommend it at all. If you need medical attention and need to fly home from a foreign destination on a closed-loop cruise, you're going to need your passport to do that. If there's any discrepancy in your ID, like your name is slightly off from what the cruise line manifest shows, you could potentially have an issue and be asked to provide additional documents. The passport versus the no passport policy for closed-loop cruises can differ by cruise line, but we absolutely recommend that you take your passport and you have it with you for all cruises, including closed-loop cruises. As always, you're going to find more travel info on our website at rmworldtravel.com. Happy travels.